Tensions on the Korean Peninsula show no signs of abating, pardon me, as the U.S. threatens to destroy North Korea if a war breaks out.
If war does come, it will be because of continued acts of aggression like we witnessed yesterday. And if war comes, make no mistake, the North Korean regime will be utterly destroyed.
Healy was speaking at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss North Korea's latest missile test. The United States, Japan, and South Korea had requested urgent talks on the issue. This after North Korea said it has successfully tested a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, that can reach the entire U.S. mainland. North Korea has, in the past months, conducted several ballistic missile tests despite the UN sanctions. Pyongyang says its missile and nuclear programs serve as a strong deterrent against potential aggression by the U.S. Joining us live now from San Bernardino is Professor David Yacoubian, who is a professor of history at CSU San Bernardino. He's joining us live now via Skype. Professor, thanks for joining us. You know, the Russian ambassador to the UN sort of flipped the U.S. narrative on its head and said that the U.S. was the one being provocative, really, in the Korean Peninsula through its placement of THAAD missiles in South Korea and its you know, ongoing drills with the South. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think the Russian ambassador made it clear that there are actions that need to be taken on both sides to lower the spiral of tensions, as he called it. Specifically, he did call on North Korea to refrain from further ballistic missile testing and nuclear weapons testing, but as well made the specific request that the planned December military exercises with combined American and South Korean forces do not go forward because they would purely be provocative. So this basically placed the blame for the spiraling of tensions on both sides, and he called for both sides to accordingly refrain from this type of behavior, which is just furthering the tensions on the peninsula.
So, Professor, you know, the U.S. seems to really go after China when it comes to this issue of North Korea, saying that China must use its leverage, quote-unquote, on North Korea for it to stop its nuclear-slash-missile programs. How much leverage does China really have on North Korea? I mean, do we maybe overestimate that?
China could perhaps increase its, inversely decrease the amount of energy resources that it still is trading with North Korea. Perhaps it could interdict some of the supposed coal shipments that are getting through. But beyond that, I think that the world community needs to look at the bigger picture here, and that is that the North Korean government feels that its survival is being threatened. It truly believes that. And it looks at the historical precedents, the recent historical precedents of Libya and Iraq, and firmly states the position that it is not going to be deterred from its pursuit of weapons that it can use to defend itself. And considering North Korea's history of suffering and the loss of millions through war, as a historian, I can understand this position, even though contemporarily, politically speaking, I might not fully agree with it because I am for nuclear weapons non-proliferation. But so with that said, the issue of additional sanctions being placed on North Korea by the Chinese as to whether that will finally cause the North Koreans to change their tactics, I don't believe that really there's anything that the Chinese could do to deter the North Korean strategy and position at this point. What can be done is that the United States and its allies can make it unequivocally clear that they have no interest in attacking North Korea and can actually back that up by removing American forces from the peninsula and beginning to dial down the militarism and the armaments that are currently being increased in South Korea as a result of these tensions. And so this is what can be done. I do not believe that additional sanctions are going to have any effect on changing the strategy or the trajectory of the North Korean regime.
All right, Professor, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you putting that all into context for us.